This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu. And you are in California. I am so jealous.
Yeah, I'm in LA, and it is awesome. So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said, think of a title for a particular person, two words, 15 letters in total, in which the only vowel is I. What is it? Well, the answer is Miss Mississippi, and there's been a famous one, the actress-entertainer Mary Ann Mobley. She was Miss Mississippi in 1958 and became Miss America in 1959 and went on to a great career. And interestingly, British Knightship also answers the puzzle, except it has 17 letters rather than 15.
We had 425 responses, and the winner is John Price of Poughkeepsie, New York. Congratulations.
Thanks, Lulu.
You actually won the puzzle back in 2015.
Yes, that's right. And I can bet that a lot of people who've been playing since the postcard days are probably really furious at me right now for having won twice. So sorry about that.
I am pretty sure that that is true, but that, I guess, is the meaning of random. All right, John, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, take it away.
All right, John, every answer today is a word or name that starts with the syllable cal, C-A-L. How appropriate. For example, if I said an important nutritional element in milk and cheese, you would say calcium.
Okay, got it.
All right, number one, Hobbes's friend in the comics.
Calvin.
Right, the largest city in Alberta.
Calgary.
Right, a measuring device.
Calculator.
Interesting. Wow. Maybe in a way. I was thinking literally it's a, well, it's the symbol
calipers.
For calipers is what I'm going for. Ingredient in a soothing lotion.
Calamine.
That's right. One of the largest cities in India in its English spelling.
Calcutta.
Right. Wife of Caesar.
I'm sorry? Oh, Calpurnia.
Calpurnia. I'm impressed. Classical name for Scotland.
Caledonia.
Nice. A Caribbean stew.
Callaloo?
Callaloo, yeah.
Wow, you're on fire.
Kind of cat.
Calico.
Right?
I have one.
Nice. Thickened bit of skin on the hand of a manual worker.
Callus.
Right? Rudely uncaring.
Callous.
Callous in the different spelling, right?
Yeah.
A Muslim ruler.
A caliph.
Right. In the Bible, where Jesus was crucified.
Calvary.
Calvary is right. And your last one is gym exercises.
Calisthenics.
John, that was impressive.
That was impressive. What do you do, John?
Thank you so much. I'm actually an analyst in human resources at a consulting firm.
Okay. I would not have said that because I feel like you're like a professor. Yeah, like an encyclopedia or professor. You did so well.
I probably learned most from the New York Times crossword. So thank you, Will.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get another Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And John, what member station do you listen to?
WNYC in New York.
There you go. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, take the seven-letter last name of a famous woman, drop the letter E, add an I and an F, that's F as in Frank, and you can rearrange the result to get a word that famously describes this woman. Who's the woman and what's the word? So again, famous, the last name of a famous woman, seven letters, drop the E, add an I and an F, and you can rearrange the result to get a word that famously describes this woman. Who is she?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 18th, 2018, at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.